Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Remake the world. Remake the world. In the background you hear Wilmore Siddiqui. May Allah continue to bless him. Bismillah man and Ahim. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to the beginning of the week, October 23rd. 2023. Yes. Another week. So what shall we talk about on the upload life this morning? Well, let us talk about what everybody else is talking about. Well, not everybody, but many are, you know, in particular that has to do with Muslim suffering, people suffering, human suffering in another part of the world. Question becomes, you know, how concerned are we? I think that what we have the capability of doing, you know, because we aren't over there, actually, that we should make sure that we keep the keep that conflict in our du'as and ask Allah to step in to handle that situation. Because it doesn't seem like the people of the world want to handle it. It seems to be a one-sided figure that's going within, especially when we talk about, you know, our country, the United States of America, being involved in it. United States of America has a history of fighting for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But in this situation, it seems to be a little one-sided. One thing that I read was that our country, the United States of America, is giving $14 billion to Israel. I got a problem with that. Sorry, but I do. Because, you know, you talk about, you know, you don't have any money for reparations. You don't have any money for to forgive student loans. Well, you do have the money, but the people in positions of power don't want to, you know, give it. But it's okay to give the money to Israel. Some of that money is mine. And I'm saying it like that because, you know, I pay taxes. You pay taxes. We pay taxes. And there are many problems that the American, that America has. And you can, you know, look on the Upload Life. You can look on YouTube. You can read the news mainstream media. And, you know, they will, you know, mention these situations. But, you know, Israel is not my problem. So how do they get the money? You know, it says something about politics in America that, you know, just on the basis that, you know, like Israel could get that money. Or let's not even talk about Israel. Let's talk about even Ukraine. Do you know all the billions of dollars that have been given to Ukraine? And I have a problem with that because there are problems that we have here in America, the homelessness situation. We have the situation that's going on as far as illegal aliens or illegal people coming into the country and being bused. I'm in New York, so, you know, these people are being bused to New York, and so my tax dollars in city tax, my tax dollars in state tax, you know, have an effect on that. I got a problem with that, you know. And you probably, there's probably circumstances and situations in your you know, neck of the woods where you are, and you probably have a problem with some of the things too. But that is why it winds up being important, and we're going to get to that part, another part, in the second part of this. And we're, again, we're talking about the Upload Life, and I'm just expressing some of the things that has been seen on the Upload Life in social media, you know, that are going on as far as Gaza is concerned.
Yeah, and you speak of people taking refuge, 500 or so were in a group. Orthodox church that was hit by an airstrike, and we know at least 18 have died as a result of that. There is believed to be dozens more covered in the rubble from that strike that happened just this morning. What the IDF has said is that they're going to continue their attacks wherever Hamas may be, and they are continuing, like we talked about earlier, airstrikes at an unprecedented pace, hundreds overnight, including this church that was damaged and a church that was a temporary home for all of those who had made that trip to the south. As for the aid, right now it's going nowhere. We know that Israel and Egypt have agreed to allow the aid to flow. Work continues to be done on the roadways on the Gaza side of the Rafah border crossing with Egypt after some damage from those bombing runs. The UN Secretary General today, speaking about the issues, said it needs to get in. It's, and I'm quoting here, the difference between life and death for so many people in Gaza, 2 million who are waiting and have been waiting for more than 2 weeks for some of these deliveries, food, water, medicine.
Yeah, so food, you know, water, medicine, electricity, social media, none of this can be accessed in the Gaza Strip. I mean, they've cut off the internet access. So we have to depend on, you know, especially as far as getting information is concerned, we have to depend on other countries going in, countries like Egypt, Al Jazeera, of course, going in and finding out the information and communicating that information to us on social media. That's how we find out what's going on in the world. And so this is why it winds up being important for us to make sure that we say our du'as for human life, you know, not only for the Muslims, but for humans. This whole situation that's going on is an atrocity. And tomorrow on the show that I do called The Lives of the Prophets, The Stories of the Lives of the Prophets by Ibn Kathir, we have been studying and we find out that sometimes there's some situations that happen in the history of humans that only Allah can solve. Because this situation is such that, you know, the way that the Israel or Zionist state, I shouldn't say it, well, it's the Zionist state, that they, the way that they are operating, they are operating in such a way that they're operating like tyrants. That's how they're operating. You know, these are people who they said, oh, well, you know, like they bombed the church because Hamas militants were hiding among the civilians in the church. Oh, you know that. You didn't know that an attack was supposed to happen long before it happened? You didn't know that? So, you know, the whole idea about, you know, we have to be able to tell the difference between truth and falsehood, and we really have to understand that the human being is such that he knows how to lie. He knows how to lie. He knows how to put half-truth with half-lies together. There was a on the New York Post, I went out to get some coffee, and the headline on the New York Post is they show a graphic picture of a pink knapsack or pink, you know, backpack, and then there's a picture that says that there's a, you know, there was a bomb in the knapsack. Now, you know, that's something that could have been made up. I mean, we don't know what the situation is as far as that's concerned. But my only point is that when you control the media, then you can control the story and exactly what it is. You're making up a story. You can make up stories. That's what I'm saying, that you can make up stories and have it go whichever way that you want. And that seems to be the situation that we're dealing with as far as, you know, Hamas, you know. I mean, why would? It's just stupid that all of this time that Israel has been, last 16 years, Israel has had the Gaza Strip under, you know, as an open concentration camp where, again, they control the water that comes in, the food that comes in, the electricity and internet access. And Gaza is on whereas it can be accessed by the sea, but the sea is controlled. The access, you can't even access Gaza by the sea because Israel or the Israel, the Zionist state, controls that too. So you can't even go fishing, you know, without being harassed, you know, for food. You can't even go fishing in that situation. So sometimes there's a situation where it just, you know, where God, the creator of the heavens and earth, has to step in. This is what the Quran tells us. That's the book of guidance that tells us that these are the situations that could happen, that it gets so bad. You know, the situation that happened with Pharaoh, the situation that happened with Noah, the situation that happened with Enoch in particular, you know, who was the second prophet. That was the first time that they had really gotten out of line, that the human being had got in line and was just, you know, being crazy about what he was doing, and then, you know, wasn't, you know, following the commands and the dictates of the Creator. But, you know, they were just basically feeding their appetites to that degree and, you know, creating, shedding blood and making mischief. And that's what this situation is today. It's a shed blood and make mischief kind of situation that we're dealing with, you know. And so, you know, Allah has to step in. Because if Allah doesn't step in, then this whole thing could turn into, you know, a world war. Should we be concerned about it? I mean, we're in a safe situation here in America. And again, that's what I'm saying. That's not what our situation is now. I mean, you know, did we forget that we was under, you know, the slavery kind of situation? Did we forget that? And now, you know, life has become a little more comfortable for us. So we don't empathize or sympathize with those who are in oppressive situations. So we should at least make du'as for these people, man. If we can't do anything, you know, give some money in charity towards these efforts to help those people as much as we possibly can. And it doesn't matter how much, you know, give whatever it is that you can. That's what we're looking at that's going on in the world that everybody's talking about. It's being talked about on Facebook. It's being talked about on YouTube. These are social media sites, and people are talking about it. And, you know, American Muslims are expressing their outrage for it. One sister even made up a song about it and sang it on Facebook, you know, with her daughter. You know, she made up a song about it. You know, most this is the way that we know how to respond. So whichever way that we can respond, we should. And you know that there have been protests that are going on in Washington, D.C. I don't even know if you've heard about it. But there have been protests that have been going on in Washington, D.C. And, you know, there are people that's on Israel's side that are protesting. There are people on the Palestinian side that are protesting regarding this. But it's a situation that could turn into a world war, because now, you know, other countries are thinking about getting involved. Countries like Iran, countries like Jordan, countries like Egypt. If you know, Allah touches their heart and says, we're going to go in, we can't let this suffering happen, then, you know, it could be all out. But in many times, as a matter of fact, President Biden went on TV and said, if you're thinking about getting in this war, don't. Don't. I'm talking about this is the way that he threatened the other countries. If you're thinking about getting involved in this war, don't. In other words, because we're going to back Israel 100%. So what are you going to do in a situation like that? You know that you have the mighty power of the United States of America backing, you know, this tyrannical Israel that's doing this to these people. You know, what are you going to do? So you stay out of the war. So what do we have available to us? We have the du'a, and we should make sure that we do that, you know, for the people that are in this situation. We want to change now. We just had to start off the show and mention that, because that's something that's going on in the world. But we have to mention other things that are going on, especially what's happening in our community, the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad. This weekend, they had the Community Development and Leadership Conference that happened in Orlando, Florida. And so in spite of all this that's going on in the world, we still have to concentrate on what's going on with us here in the United States of America, in our community. We still have to make sure that that's taken care of. So the leaders of the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad, the conveners, they got together to express progressing and protecting our legacy and mission. That was the theme of the program. Progressing and protecting our legacy and mission. So the conveners from all over the country got together in Orlando, Florida, to talk about that. And I'm sure that Sister Martha Nala Williams will, she was there, and she will give us an update on that. And that's why it's being important, because we can't get sidetracked about what's going on in other parts of the world. And we have to, you know, make sure about what's going on in our community. And I'm going to open up the microphone of our CEO of the Community Wide Shura Conference, Sister Martha Nala Williams Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam, and thank you, William. Thank you, thank you. Praise be to Almighty God. First of all, for the human compassion, the humanity is everybody's business. It is. And so as I seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, and how rejecting it is, it attacks our mental self, and then it puts our spiritual self in question. And then it brings us to a point of what do you do? And as you stated, you know, there are times when we've said prayer is strong. And we're saying prayer because we're talking to the Creator.
That's right.
We're begging and pleading with the Creator, not anyone else. We're not associating anything else. We're not associating Shaitan by placing fear. No, we're placing prayer. And that was one of the most center points of our gathering as representatives of those who could not. And when you have organizations, if you think of it, organizations, they send representatives. And then the representative comes back and gives a report so that the work of the organization can continue on. So those who are waiting for the report will say, oh, okay, we continue on. Well, likewise with confirming that prayer works, as we're praying throughout the country continuously anyway, because we have a regular established routine, a schedule. But certain things came out about prayer, and that was in particular, everyone is with those who are in association with the leadership of the body of knowledge, a particular body of knowledge. And that particular body of knowledge, we label it now as Imam Warithuddin Mohammed, but we want to stress that we're talking about knowledge that is connected to the life of Prophet Muhammad, who is a body of knowledge, the Quran. And so we are connecting with that point. We're not, we just want to make clear that we're not worshiping the body of Imam Warithuddin Muhammad's flesh, but his knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with to be congruency with the life of Prophet, prayers and Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. So alhamdulillah, you know, just making that clear. And then as we established that, we found that the younger generation, William, Imam Abdul Karim Muhammad yesterday, and we both said, you know, we can lay down now. We can, and Professor Aisha Mustafa was present. And to know that there were some, not just young, but persons who did not know Professor Aisha Mustafa. We were like, you know, because as soon as we said her name, the honor and respect to that motherly figure, you know, journalistic, you know, connecting person. Yes, everybody, you know, we just gave the honor. And we had a 92-year-old that had relinquished her executive powers over to another young lady some years back. But nevertheless, we honored her. She was the executive person for a Muslim women group. And so that started right there in Orlando, Florida. So that the young people, the information, William, if at this time, was unlike any convention, any other workshop. It was very coordinated to where there were questions, print, in print, even to the point, you know how you fill in a sentence? You ask the question, well, there were a questionnaire for everybody at the table where information to get you to understand the importance of knowing your area, of how you're doing it. Are these things in place? And the blank spaces were there, and then they helped fill those spaces out. So that means you had to write it in so that when you go back to your area, now you have a connection with that information. You're not just being overwhelmed with information. And that happened all through with the women as we met. You know, it used to be the imam's wives. But this time, a total look was given to the community look. It was not just the imam, but we did stress. We love our imam, and we're going to keep mentioning that because we don't want to, well, we want to be on the positive, and you can't be on the positive, you can't be progressive if you're just voicing the negative. So, alhamdulillah, everything is going to be coming out, everything's going to be going with the organizers, the leaders, and they will sort through the information. and then put it out more connected wise and confirming our connection, our communications, and our continuous collaboration. That's what we came away with this weekend. And Imam Bashir Ali, hands down, I just can't say it enough. I am so thankful. I can truly just sit down and relax now. There was a young man, Zaid, if you know Muslim Culture Khan, and I don't know if you've interviewed them, William, but I'm going to get them definitely connected with you. They're a young team, husband and wife, and he is so expressive. I have his portrait book, and by the way, I'm on a journey up that way tomorrow, and I'll talk with you off air as the how-to, all right?
Can you share with the audience, did you have an opportunity to present, and how was your presentation received?
Okay. I had the honor of being one of the moderators. That was an honor. And moderators, you can ad-lib at the mic. That's the way I can put it. But the presenter was, and she did a very good job, Khalida Akbar. She's the representative, one of the directors for CWSC Strategic Family Institute. That covered a whole gamut. But what we were able to do, and you know, respect is given when you're not the overall convener convening. Then you give respect. You know, you walk in a room, you don't take over. So CWSC, it was given so much leeway. So what we did before I moderated the last presentation hour of work of presenters, which included Dr. Hamid El-Amin, very, very eloquent. You're going to be hearing more about him and about
the education. I think he's from one of the southern states.
Yes, he is. He is so diligent. His slides and everything was very informative. And then there was Imam Abdul Karim, Abdul Rahman, he said. Some will know him from his growing up days. Abdul Karim Rahman from Dallas, Texas. He and his wife both were there, but he, on the economic basis, they were giving honor to and remembrance of Imam David K. Hassan, Rahimullahulay, and the National Muslim Business Council. And those brothers, Imam Abdul Karim Rahman, they have taken on the charge, let me let you all know, and there are other economic individuals. The one imam from Washington, D.C. has been keeping a low profile. He said he's been in the community over 50 years, and he's they're about getting the monies now aligned so that we can facilitate those areas that are deficit and that have been, throughout the community. But in remembering, this is not a nationalistic organization of people coming together. We want to make that clear. We have national convening, national conveners, but that's because they're coming from all over the country. But the whole idea is, every masjid, every leader of the masjid, they make their decisions, but they have to step up where they know they need to step up. Imam Yusuf Ramadan was in the house, alhamdulillah. He made presentation as well. Let's see, and his, I think, was more on security.
Right. Yeah, that's his field.
That's his field. And I mean, he definitely had some insight that he could share with the. There's a Muslim organization of security that was on post. I tell you, at the hotel. The hotel we attended was architecturally designed by Muslim, and built by Muslim, and it is run by Muslim. They took their whole footage of the hotel lobby. I mean, it's lengthy, and they reorganized it and put up dividers so we could make salat, and not dividing male from female, but the dividers from incoming traffic of individuals. They really, and then they redesigned it so that we could have the banquet. whole area. When I went back in to, afterwards, after everything was torn down, I said, oh, they really gave up their whole lobby. It's a lengthy one, believe you me. And the president of the hotel, manager, he came forward, and we gave him time to share, and he shared his things and really want us to continue. This is Orlando, Florida, everyone.
Yeah.
So, alhamdulillah, ma'am, and I can't say enough about Imam Hatim Hamidullah and his wife, and the coordination of, they have, a variety, a diverse masjid, but he lets it be known. We are following the leadership of the logic brought by Imam Warthadeen Muhammad Rahimullahulay of how to live
was
his life and
was there
give ourselves to the Quran.
Was there an opportunity to mention? Was there an opportunity to was media on the schedule at
yes.
all for them to address?
Yes, and Allah Subhanahu wa Taala blessed us to put together a CWSC booklet, and I'll be sharing that with you. CWSC booklet, and as soon as they open it up, it has the whole page of Medium Connection. Who was on that page? A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio, IWDM, American Muslim 360, and the reference to A Clear Understanding that net and the world community, Al-Islam. But the primary was those three block talk areas that have committed to the collaboration. Michael Sahir was there. We had a one-on-one discussion. So he's so thankful, William, for this opportunity for us to collaborate. So, yes, we definitely kept mentioning the Medium Connection. I've heard everything that has been coming across AM 360, and I've heard the voices of those who express, our education, express about lack of trust, express about. So what we did was, everybody came forth and said trust is necessary, and we're not going to talk about it. We're going to work about it. And that started with our conversation of being the positive. Our young people, I can't say enough. I'm telling you, they are ready. They're hungry, and they're thankful that we have a womb that's been maintained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they can truly develop in and not be extreme.
Okay, that winds up being important because, this media, just like this morning, we're sharing what's going on in our community, and what we want to do is be able to make more connections with all of the masjids that's under the leadership of Imam W.D. and Muhammad so that, they will continue to utilize the service that our mainstream media is providing to get out their stories and their concerns and their efforts that are being made for the upliftment of our community as far as progressing and protecting our legacy and the mission. We would hope that they would that they will connect with us in the future. So that and by doing that, we will get more people to listen, more people to be informed about what our goals and objectives are as a community, and then we could go out and share those with other family members, with community members, and with other Muslims that might not, be listening to us, but know that, like there are things that are actually going on in the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad. Thank you so very much, Sister Martha. Anything else you want to
you're
tell us?
Quite, yes, to know that it was the one of the designs or maps posted on the wall and other flyers about it, graphically showing you the different sections and doing it from a graph showing what the concerns were. A survey, that survey that was posted on IWDM, it may still be there.
Yes.
Individuals who
yes.
may not have taken it or may have not seen the importance of it because, they probably were in their mind thinking, oh, this is just, another, they're going to come, they're going to meet, they're going to greet, they're going to socialize and then they're going to go to their separate areas and our concerns won't even be, no, this was historical. It was definitely truly intended to have everyone get to know one another. And I mean, that was truly done. And we have connections with the information, you know, phone numbers, emails for furthering our connections. But the primary thing is utilizing the medium. And I did have the chance to say, after I said we love Iron Man, broadcast your Juma, share your Juma, share, and that's in the pages as well of that little booklet I was speaking about. Then we not only shared that, then we did a separate, about 18 pages, 8x8.5x11 each of the CWSC. It was from a PowerPoint. We just copied it, put it on the table for everyone. And we want you to know, too, Jamal Dean Bilal's book that he's authored now was shared for them just to browse through it. And I looked around to get it back. I just put it on one table. They were gone. There was four of them. They were gone. I know Halita was given one, but he wanted to filter through, you know, to see the how it would be taken, because we're thinking of furthering, God willing, inshallah, as he and I talk more about it. But this
The name of that book is Relationships. The name of that book is Relationships and Families Matters.
Yeah. Right. And it's written in such a way that, you know, you can take that and design question and answers for discussion's sake. And that's what we're looking, inshallah, when he gets time to dedicate more time.
Yeah,
to
it's
the
an easy read.
That.
It's only 26 pages. Yeah, yeah. And you know, it's an easy read. Yeah. Really good.
But yeah. So
we want to encourage people to go to IWDM Radio. No, it's IWDM Community. That's it. IWDMcommunity.com and just scroll down to the green button that says take the survey.
Oh, it's still there.
And
take
the survey. Yeah, it's still there. So take the survey. You know, take some time and go ahead and take the survey. And if you know other Muslims that, tell other Muslims to take the survey too, because this winds up being important information, because this is data. This is data, and data winds up being important because then it gives you an idea about what's going on in the community of Imam W.D. and Muhammad.
Oh, and let me share with you, too, Imam Dr. Nasser came just yesterday. He had got out of his bed, he said, his health-wise, and he came, and I tell you, the honor that was given to him, too. And they wanted him to sit down the chair. He didn't want to sit down the chair. Everybody was tenderly handled, you know, merging him forward. I tell you, and I can't say enough about Yusuf Shah.
We're talking about Nasser Ahmed, is that correct?
Nasser Ahmed from Miami, Florida, Masjid Al Ansar. And then on top of that, the Musa Abdul Ali, I tell you, he brought the whole Northeast region and just placed it right there. He was so intricately involved in every a part of the process of a moderating.
Are we talking about Musa Abdul Ali?
We're talking about Musa Abdul Ali from Northeast region there in Mount Vernon, New York.
Right. A masjid Yusuf Shah in Mount Vernon, New York.
Yes.
The,
he brought
the Northeast
love,
convener.
He and his wife, Deborah, couldn't video, but or record for the discretion that needs to be handled for the information that was being shared, discussions, you know, but his moderation, his moderating, and his sharing about the history and a whole lot more and the connection that is needed. I tell you, all I can say is he brought it home. Everybody was bumping into each other all the time. But alhamdulillah, but I wanted to let everyone in New York, I mean, the whole Northeast region, and I can't say enough about Mubashir, William.
Mubashir
Ukhda.
Mubashir Ukhda.
And his wife. Yes, he was, they were all, everybody was so beautiful, but what they brought and what they said, everybody's heart was, we came with open hearts and open minds. And the willingness to connect. And so I thought, aren't you the New England representative? He says, no. And the man that is, he was sitting right next to him. I had just finished speaking with him, taking pictures, and his is Rauf Mahdi. Imam Rauf Mahdi is the New England one, William, for us. So, alhamdulillah.
Let me ask you this. Did Abu Qadir El-Amin from the West Coast, did he participate? Was he able to participate? Because he's the convener from out there. I know that he was sick for a while, Abu Qadir El-Amin. Abu Qadir El-Amin. Was he able to participate?
If I'm not mistaken, I know now Imam Abdul... I mean, Imam Omar Shakir took over for the one that was ill, Fahmi Sabri, in the Southwest. And Bashir Ali is Midwest. And you're speaking of the West. I know the flyers of the West, and I'll have to look back because I tried to hit all the imams picture-wise, and I believe I heard his name. But I can't verify that in my mind right now, his face or him speaking, saying that he was El-Amin. I apologize for that.
What about, what's it? Well, anyway, it sounded like a very good gathering. Were you able to talk to other people? Like, some of the people that you've mentioned are people that come from, the East Coast. The West Coast, that's what I was thinking about,
The West Coast, yes. And primarily the imam out of the Arkansas is in the house, Arizona. The imam from Arkansas, I shared one pitch, did I share send you any, William? If I missed them, I apologize. Because I know the one imam out of Arkansas, I know when I was sharing with Jamal about his book, then I sent a couple of pictures, and he said, oh, wow, that's one imam that he was in the service with. And he pointed him out, and I said, alhamdulillah, that's the imam, I think, the same one that shares his Zoom every Thursday. But alhamdulillah, but yes, the West, and Midwest was definitely there. Oklahoma.
Did Imam Talib Sharif from the Nation's Mosque in Washington, D.C., was he able to attend, or did he send a representative?
He sent a representative, he wasn't able to attend. He sent his regrets, of not being able to, but they were taking care of some matters, like you say, in Washington, D.C., what was going on. He had come to that, but we did get update on the Clara, the actual imam that I was speaking about that was play low key role. He was speaking about he's the one connected with designing and building the Clara, and making sure that the money they got, and initially how they raised humble believers. He's saying that is one of the goals. That the millions of dollars that were raised, he said, it came from the believers.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, when I get ready to relocate, I'm definitely going down into the Washington D.C. area. Within the next 2 years, I'll probably go down there.
Alhamdulillah. When I see you, believe it or not, the migration. I'm studying that, and Imam Musa and I had a chance to sit and commune yesterday morning. Saturday morning. The brothers, was just so fruitful. Let me just share, because the areas that were being discussed, education, economics, I shared that, governance, Imam Mikhail Hamim, he's connected with Imam Dr. Nasser. Imam Mikhail Hamim, he's an acupuncturist doctor, his baby is with the governance, and he's stressed. As you've heard me say, probably policies, 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 right? He brought it in. You don't sleep on the policies of your city, of your county, of your state. Don't sleep on it.
Right.
Of your school board. Those policies are there, and that's what's being implemented. So we can cry, jump up and down, and jump off buildings and do it. To do is look at the policies and begin to amend them or delete them.
Well, right, and get involved as far as your encouragement is always, get involved in the political aspect. We have a telephone call. This is probably for you, Sister Martha. 401-323. Assalamu alaikum. Your microphone is open.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Angela from North Providence,
yes.
Rhode Island. Sister Nyla, I don't know if you saw Brother Wali Muhammad and his wife, Halima Muhammad. He's from Rhode Island. He was there.
Yes.
I don't know. Yes.
Yes. She and I took a picture together. Yes,
Alhamdulillah. They're going to send me, they're going to text me some pictures. My son, Akbar, who lives in Ruskin, Florida, was supposed to meet up with them, but he didn't get back off the road from his CDL driving in time to come to the conference to drive 2 hours there to meet them. So Brother Waleed and his wife are texting me pictures from it. They're my Dawa people here in Rhode Island. They're my Dawa brothers and sisters from our community here in Rhode Island. They're shakers and bakers. They're hard workers. They're very hard workers. Yeah, they're very hard workers, I'm telling you. And, oh, my goodness. They're just great. Allahu Akbar. I just got to say alhamdulillah for them.
Well, before you go, Angela, I'm glad I hear in your voice, and that's the spirit that that we wanted to convey, and keep it right there, because that re-energy, this was a resurgence of that energy that has been there, and the honor of the womb that was developed by, Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Sister Clara Muhammad, Rahimallahu
Alayhi. I don't know if you know it, but he's another Wilmore Siddiqui. He has his own CDs, I Can't Stop Now. He plays guitar too. And he does, he has CDs out. And he's a jack of all trades, that Waleed. So is Halima, too, both of them. They're just everywhere.
Alhamdulillah. Well, we certainly, everything coming to Florida was, and we have our Florida Conference of Muslim American convener, a young man out of Miami, Florida, Masjid Al-Ansar, Wali Salahuddin. And we start, William, and thank you, Angela, we started out CWSC when I began to moderate on the last process of our yesterday's gathering, started out saying we recognize all our partners that were in the room.
Alhamdulillah.
And that in and of itself, Imam Omar Shakir, they were very strategic, because it allowed, number one, to say CWSC is not coming
to generate division, but it showed the inclusiveness, and that's one thing that Bashir Ali definitely spoke on: inclusion, and it was shown.
Alhamdulillah.
And
you know,
before
his mother passed away, she was in her 90s when she passed away, he used to go to her nursing home and play his guitar and sing for the seniors there. I thought that was so wonderful. I used to go with them to Boston sometimes. And I'm telling you, he moved those seniors. I think they would have jumped up and screamed if they could. But his mother, she was in good spirits. She looked more lively than everybody else. I don't even think she really needs to be in that nursing home. But just things like that, taking your talents to nursing homes and community centers and sharing with others, it makes people happy. And that's what we have to do. We have to share who we are with the whole world. You know,
and
we
that's
say,
what
I'm a Muslim, I'm a this. We just have to just show who we are.
That's right.
Allah bless all of us to be extraordinary and unique, and we have to show our extraordinary uniqueness and let our light shine, the light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that's what we're showing. We're showing Allah. Because Allah made us whatever we are. But I just want to say alhamdulillah for everyone. Assalamu alaikum.
And back to William, a point, medium connection. And that's why we're making it happen by Allah's grace and mercy. We're so thankful. Thank you, William, so much.
Alhamdulillah. Sure. This is important. This is important for our community because this is the connection that media does. You know, that we are on American Muslim 360, and, you know, American Muslim 360, and there are people from all over the country that are connected right now on this radio program, and more people from our community should connect. And anybody, as a matter of fact, it does matter, you know, we want to inform the people from our community about what's going on, but, you know, other people can also listen in and know what's going on in the community of UNAM WD Muhammad, and that is why our broadcast is so important. And, you know, this idea that has happened about the community development and leadership conference happening down in Florida, in your home state. So I know that was really good for the efforts that you all have been making politically. That was something that was definitely a great benefit for the state of Florida Council of Muslims, is what you call that part.
Florida Conference of Muslim Americans. Alhamdulillah, we come out of the late 70s just having Florida Conference, and a lot of the young people, one sister in particular, her daughter came because she lives in North Carolina, but she had come to Florida for some, you know, for the family connection as well, and stopped by the hotel. And so I stepped out there because Khalida is her teacher, her daughter's teacher, the granddaughter of Sister Deborah Nuruddin from Miami. Hers, you and her husband, Fred Nuruddin. Their daughter moved to North Carolina. And then that daughter has a daughter and a son, married and a daughter and a son. So they both, family-wise, showed up at the hotel to greet their mom and dad. And I saw Khalida going outside. Well, I recognized them, so I went outside, and that's when I found out that Khalida is that daughter, that granddaughter of Deborah, student. And I'm telling
you. So you're talking about our Khalida?
Khalida out of North Carolina. Khalida greeting them.
What is the name of the show that she does? What's the name of the show that she does?
Narrative Aspirations.
Narrative Aspirations on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. Yes. Go ahead.
That's correct. And as she's greeting her, the daughter of Deborah turns and gives me a big hug and saying, "I haven't seen you in ages." I used to do the know me, And I started out with a clown facade. When I found out some children are afraid of clowns. Though I had it in a beautiful way, it didn't matter. So I wound up, you know, but the education was attached to that. The clown part was just a facade. And then I merged into just putting it up as a dress wear on the wall when I did the in-service for the state, for the whenever the Muslim community had anything, they knew to call me to take care of the younger children. And I didn't slack on in the information. It stayed in line with the theme, and they got that theme down pat. So this young lady, when she was like 3 and 4 years old, was part of my connection, and up until she was, what, about 13, 14 years old and moved on into the next group or what have you. But
alhamdulillah, I'll tell you this here. It's not only children that are afraid of clowns. My wife was really afraid of clowns. We was at Disney World in Orlando. And, you know, we was like, come on and take the picture. And the clown came over. She started running. I didn't know why the heck she was running. But she did not like clowns.
There's a horror movie. There's a horror movie about clowns.
She did not like clowns. I mean, it's like... So it's not only children,
I saw
adults,
a horror
too.
Movie later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Sister Mark, I thank you so very much for coming on and informing our early morning audience about what was going on at the Community Development and Leadership Conference, and especially about the theme of progressing and protecting our legacy and mission. This information was vital to what we're trying to do as far as the community and as far as being a media. And, you know, you're not going to get this information from no other sources. You're not going to find this on CNBC or Fox News. You're not going to find this about what's going on in your community, the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad. If you were part of that, that's why it's important to make sure to tune in to American Muslim 360, to A New Day Community Radio, IWDM, Muslim Journal. Support those, connect with those, so that you can stay informed about what's going on in your life. And I'll tell you, there's a lot that's going on in the world, and everybody wants your attention. Everybody wants your attention. Everybody wants your attention. So it winds up being important to focus, concentrate.
I'm sorry. If I may make this is a funny kind of situation that occurred real quick. After I finished moderating yesterday, a sister, younger development learning training part as well with Bashir Ali, but she walked up to me and gave me a big hug. And when I first come in, when they were setting up on Friday, I come in and I saw them put things on the table, so I began to take snapshots. But, you know, everybody who knows me, they know I'm going to take pictures. I'm not a journalist by any trade. I just love capturing the moment. So as she said, she looked at me. She shared this with me yesterday. She said she was a little perturbed. She didn't use that word. She was just like, who is she and what is she doing? Why is she taking? And she says, I looked, and she said, and you continued on. And then I introduced myself to her, and she says, okay, you're Martha Naila Abdullah. Okay. And she said in her head, we're like, okay, so what does that mean? Omar with Grace Line was there. You know, we greeted each other, and then she was, you know, a little more calm as they two were the two putting the table together. So yesterday, after she heard me moderate, I'm having no clue that she had that kind of emotion going on. She came then and told me, she says, I need a hug. She gave me a big hug, and she said, the way the words were coming out was so well articulated, these are her words, that she says it removed the physical me out the way, and she was so connected to the words. She says, I heard you. She says, oh, my God, it was so refreshing. And she says, are you going to be at a time to be grateful? I said, she says, I'm going to look you up. We've got to connect. We did, you know, exchange information. But you never know how individuals see
that's
you.
Right.
But if you maintain that, it was a loss of another. She says, that was a test Allah was putting her through. That's what she admitted.
I mean,
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, William.
All praises due to Allah. Thank you. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. We thank everybody that has tuned in this morning and listened to us. And let us not forget to make du'as for the people that are suffering in the world. And not only in, you know, the Gaza situation, but there are people who are suffering in the world. And we should be thankful, not only make the du'as for them, but to be thankful for what it is that we have. And, you know, that Allah has sustained us with our blessings that we have, and that Allah continues to bless us, that Allah continues to bless us and, you know, make us safe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and let it, we have to do that. We have to do that. I'm one who believes that the Muslims are the ones that are saving America, because we pray all the time. We pray five mm-hmm. times a day. You know, this is our country, and we have to pray for this country in order for it to find the peace and the blessings for us to continue. And so I say to you that make sure that you tune in today from 10 a.m. to 1 to 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Sister Martha, I hope you'll come on and, you know, inform the audience also regarding what happened down there. And also tomorrow, I'll be on tomorrow with Lives of the Prophets, and that's going to be an important show, because we're going to show the connection about what has happened in the lives of the prophets that is the same to what is going on today, that we are living in the lives of the prophets even today. And this is the last thing that I will say, that we are the representatives of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So we are the representatives of that message. Our responsibility is to deliver the message clear. And then Allah will do what Allah going to do. But they can't say, they won't be able to say they didn't know, because we delivered the message clear, inshallah. And so until later on today and until tomorrow, we give you the greetings, myself and Sister Martha Nala Williams Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.